Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those of you who are listening live via Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, online, inline, I don't care how you're listening to the show, but thank you for joining in. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you guys for coming on to the show and listening in. I know I've been gone for a while. You know, I'm trying to get back in the mix. And believe it or not, you know, I've been lazy. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been lazy. So, you know, I started today. I started. I mean, I'm serious. Today, I started. I came home. I went in. I went in my exercise room. I used my exercise equipment, and I didn't lay my shirt on it. I didn't use it for that. I used it for my body. And I did some weights today. I ran on the treadmill. I walked on the treadmill, and got loose. And then I ran on the treadmill. Didn't do it long now. Didn't do it long. But I started. I started today. So I said, hey, man, I'm going to do a show today. And here I am. And here you are. Live on the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, you can call in and listen live, or you can call in, and if you'd like to be on the show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you would like to be on the air. And we'll talk. Don't be shy. It's just you and I, right? It's like we're talking on the cell phone together. That's how I look at it, you know. I might have, previous shows, I've had a couple of thousand people listening in to the show. And, you know, but now I'm just getting back in the groove, right? All right. I like that. So, let's see. Thinking about the Falcons. The Falcons' first game is Friday, okay? They all seats in the, don't hold me to this, okay? But this, I heard this on 92.9 The Game. They said all seats at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Friday are $5. You can get in the game for $5. I think that's it. Somebody call me and let me know if that's true. But I think that's it. If you can get in the game, get in Mercedes-Benz for $5, $5 ahead. So if you've never been to Mercedes, to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, this is a chance. This is a chance for you to go in there for $5. Go in there and walk around the stadium and ooh and ah, especially if you've never been there. It's a sight to see. And I think you all should visit it once if you haven't. Go there, have a party, watch the game, right? That's what everybody do on game day, okay? So, anyway, let's get into the show. Oh, hey, I'm forgetting all about myself. Hey, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can call them at 678-549-0274. Or you can call him at the office, 404-564-9689. And if you can't get me at either number, just leave me a message and I'll touch back with you. If you know somebody who's buying a house, who wants to buy a house, or, you know, who wants to sell their house, then let me help them, right? Let me help them. FrankWilliamsRealty@kw.com. Or you can visit my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. So today's show is pretty simple. And you know, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. I see there are more people coming in on the show now. But today's show is pretty simple. It says, the grill is not an oven. And you know, when we came up with this topic, we were just sitting around talking, and he's like, man, and we were thinking about a friend of ours, well, a family member of ours, okay? And the reason I say a grill is not an oven is because, you know, with the grill, once you get the grill hot, excuse me, and you're ready to start cooking, right? And you put your... excuse me. Let's say you put your you cooking chicken, okay? Which is what you know, our cousin was cooking at our family reunion a few years ago. Okay, so, you know, what I'm saying is you get your grill hot, and then you, you know, you clean your crates off or whatever. Then you put your chicken on the grill, right? Chicken now. You put your chicken on the grill, and you close the grill, and you walk away. And you go inside, and you start hanging out with family members. Ah, wait a minute. I ain't seen you in 5 years. Last time I saw you, you was, you know, you had long hair. Last time I saw you, that's been about 5 years ago. And he's sitting in there talking. Cousin, he's sitting in there talking. The grill hot. And then get this. It's just packed full of chicken. You know, the top grate packed with chicken, and the bottom grate packed with chicken. That sucker got enough chicken on the grill to feed about 17 people. All right, and then so he got all this chicken on the grill. He gone in the house. He in the house talking. And the grill outside talking to. The grill smoke is so hard. I'm like, damn, he got that grill smoking right there. I like that. One of our other cousins and me, we were sitting out on the deck. We were just sitting back watching, right? I was like, God, that grill too hot. He knows all this chicken on the grill. And he's not watching the grill. I mean, that thing was smoking like a chimney. Cause guess what? Now I gotta give him not, you know, very small props, because I don't know if he really liked or know how to cook on a gas grill, which is what was there, you know, at the property. Okay, and you know, I don't like gas grills. You know, I don't like gas grills either. But still, the reason I'm talking about this today is because the grill is not an oven. I mean, you can put chicken in an oven, close the oven on 350, 400, 450, whatever you cook your meat at. And you can walk away and go, you know, sit on the toilet. You can go get you a drink. You know, you can go out in the yard and, you know, throw a couple of rocks and come back inside, and your chicken's still not ready. But it's in the oven. But the grill, come on, man. You just cannot take your eyes off your grill. Whether you're cooking chicken, ribs, you know, brisket, pork chops, I don't care what you're cooking. Steaks, you're cooking shrimp, whatever it is. You can't just walk off and leave your grill for unattended for a long period of time. Just can't do it. Unless you want disaster. Right? Which is what happened at the family reunion. This dude burned up all the chicken. All the chicken that he had put on the grill that time. By the time he came out there and opened that grill, as soon as he opened that grill, you know, the air hit it, boof. A big flame popped out of there. And then, you know, it was just burning the chicken. The chicken was burned. And he's throwing up his hand like, y'all take it easy. We are everything good. We good. We good. We good. Hell no. All that chicken burned up. He done burned all the chicken. But in the meantime, while the chicken was burning, I'm sitting over there talking to a cousin, right? And I'm like, man, he burned up that chicken. He kept saying, Frank, go help him, man. He burned up the chicken. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to help. That was his thing. He the grill master. They wanted him to grill the chicken. He grilling the chicken. The one thing that a man a griller, I ain't going to say a man because it could be a man or a woman, right? I'm being politically correct. It could be a man or a woman. So a real griller does not grill. He does not leave his grill for extended periods of time. Now, I've done it before, long time ago. I try not to do it anymore. Cause I done burned some food before. I mean, I have. I mean, not that much food. Much cousin burned up, but I done burned some food. Y'all call me 516-531-9483. And y'all know it. I got a check in the mail. My wife said, you got a check in the mail. I said, where the check? Where is it? I wasn't expecting the check. But it was from the Florida State Lottery. You know, we love to go to the beach, right? And whenever I go to the beach, I'll play the lottery just like I play here. Okay. You know, keep myself winning. But anyway, I play the lottery there. And I grab a scratch off or two while I'm there. And I'll scratch them, whatever, you know. Maybe I'll win a ticket or a little money or something, whatever. Okay? And then on the way home, we'll stop right there and get gas and gas up the car. And I'll go in there. I'll play some lottery numbers, Powerball, Mega Ball, whatever it is. And I'll get me a couple of scratches. Now, Johnny, I'm saying we going home. Okay, I'm on the way home, and we didn't scratch the ticket, okay? We didn't scratch the ticket until we were, like, you know, in Alabama somewhere. Then I said, scratch these tickets. We got, you know. So we scratched them, and we won some money, okay? I ain't going to tell y'all how much money. But I won enough that I had to send it in, draw my name on the back, right? Put my license, copy of my license in there, and send the ticket back. And it took them a long time to send me a check back, but they sent me a check from the Florida Lottery for winning that money on that scratch-off ticket. So, guys, don't worry. If I don't know if y'all had this problem or not, but if you buy a lottery ticket somewhere, you go to visit somebody in Virginia or somewhere, you buy a lottery ticket there and you win and you're away from, you know, you done came back home, you come back home to Georgia and you win, now you just, hey, fill it out, put your little copy of your license in there and say, you know, and sign it. And they got their address and everything on the ticket. And then I mailed it back. And obviously they got it. And they sent me a check. It took them a while, but they sent it. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. A good friend of mine told me that Olivia Newton-John died today. Or yesterday, maybe. Y'all know Olivia Newton-John, right? Her and Elton John was married, right? And she kept that name. And, you know, they both were huge stars. But she died. She died, I think, yesterday. I'm not adding up the years. I don't feel like doing that, but she was 1948 to 2022. I don't know how old that is. I had to add it up. But anyway, she lived a long life. She was rich for a long time. And, but, you know, I see it. I wonder if she already knew that Elton John, you know, he's a punk. I call him a punk. I think he's a punk, right? Y'all think he's a punk? But I'm saying punk is that he consider himself gay. Okay, is that's right or wrong, or I don't know, but you know, I think he's gay. So you think she knew that he was gay back then, and is that why they got divorced? Y'all think that? I don't know, but you know, whatever. I'm sure he's heartbroken when he found out, you know, she had passed. That's pretty tough right there. But anyway, we are gonna go one day. You know, we are gonna go one day. And you know, I just hope I be like go to sleep and don't wake up. You know what I'm saying? I some people, like, I think someone had just was diagnosed with like stage 4 cancer. And I don't mean to talk about this, you know, something dreary like this, but you know, it was stage 4 cancer, and in the last 2 months or something like that, they lost like 80 pounds, and it's gonna be tough on him, you know. It's a guy. I guess it's gonna be tough on him to go through this, and you know, where you're not just lights out, you know, but you go through a lot of suffering. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to go through a lot of suffering. I don't want to see someone, you know, go through a lot of suffering either. But you know, if you do like me and come home in the morning and you know, you get to your exercise room and you jump on your weights and you jump on your treadmill and then you stop, you know. And I didn't go hard today. I just did a little something to get me started, right? Just like the show. And I'm doing the show today so I can get started, and maybe I'll come back and do one tomorrow, and then do another one Wednesday, and then another one Thursday. Do another one Thursday and do another one Friday. And then I may start doing shows, you know, every other weekend. And, you know, I want to get back. And y'all can tell that, you know, I've been away because I've been talking, you know, for how long? But my voice, you know, my voice is getting there. You know what I'm saying? I need something. I got something to drink right here. Oh, man. That made me feel a lot better. Anyway, you know, my voice is starting to, you know, kick down because I guess I'm talking so much, but I'm excited to be back. I really am. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited that, you know, I just sent out my show texts and y'all responded. You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all listening in to the show. Like I said, hopefully I'll stay on the pace, you know, get on a pace. And get back up to, you know, my 1,000 listeners, 2,000 listeners. You know, I want to get there. And I'm gonna do my best to to do my best. I'm going to do my best to do my best. So, you know, and then, you know, on some of these holidays and stuff, I got space for a lot of songs. So on some of these, holidays, I'll be able to, do some music. You know, I can do shows up to 2 hours. Run a holiday show with music for 2 hours. And I'll talk a little bit in between too, but have some music for 2 hours. So anyway, I'm going to wind it down again. I appreciate you guys listening in. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day. And hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. I got a lot of topics, you know, that I've been writing down, putting in my book and wanting to do over the last little while. I just gotta go back in there, grab a hold of them and put them out there. And hey, let's have a good time, right? That's what it's all about to me. Let's do it. Hey, this Frank, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'm over and I'm out. Loaded with the two show.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move ya. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say just like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let's step MC 8-Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My C got locked up, but these real still know they got some. Give a what you say. Short dog with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Slow the whistle. Slow the whistle. Your mind is gone. This lady's been wide awake for the last 3 days. It goes down for real. Don't stop. Just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn. Can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much. You can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle. Buy my rich, you got it from me. And made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't want to be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids hype me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too short, up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't.